KBCO Boulder, Colorado time coordination.
It's about 4 kronar, 16 or 17 metrons. Howdy there. Radio Red joining you this morning. They've really done a job on this place. Got the old Pink Floyd Pyramids poster up here. A lot of things I probably won't use around here. It's still, in spite of the fact it's supposed to be an old 80s radio station, it's a little complicated for me. I think I'll just stick to this here turntable. Song. You probably didn't catch all of that. I don't think there have been any llamas around 25, 30 years now. May have seen one in the Earth Central Zoo. I think they got a few preserved over there. You're listening to KBCO in Boulder. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary and playing all the old tunes back from our beginnings.
There's only 10 kronars left in Clixton Hi-Fi's gigantic digiprocessor blowout. If your digis sound like ancient records with annoying pops and crackles, check out the Andromeda Space 6 BX22A with subsonic drivers and full overtone capabilities with InstiTouch programming and almost limitless variables. Until 10 kronars tonight during Clixton Hi-Fi's Sunspot Madness Sale, the Phase 6 BX22A is slashed from 5,600 credits to an amazing $2,299. Time is running out. Never again in limitless eternity will you ever get prices like this.
Clixton Hi-Fi's Sunspot Madness Sale. Clixton, with hundreds of stores in sectors 4 through 8. We give good digis.
You know, I just thought of something. There are probably a lot of you here that have never been in an old-time radio station. You know, you can catch the video portion of our program on your home sensory video unit, Channel 7. And if you do, you can look at this. See this? This here's a record. Not quite as small or compact or neat-looking, maybe, as a digi is, but quite nice, actually, if you can mind the pops and crackles. Now, watch this. Here's what we had to do with these things. You couldn't just program it in. What you had to do was you had to put the needle down on it like this. Okay. You wait for it to start here, Hear it coming? Ah, yes. Okay, well, let's turn this back so we can catch the full effect here. Field so strong, even light cannot escape. A place where all the physical laws of nature crack, crumble, and fall. The black hole. Up until now, only the most heavily shielded starliners could even approach a black hole, but now at Cosmic World's Orbital Amusement Park, you can experience the effect firsthand. Cosmic World's, see your travel agent for details.
And now it's time for shopping with Roberta.
Hi, I'm Roberta from Gestalt Drug. There's no better present for the children on Easter than fertilized Venusian soda flume eggs, or chicks, whichever comes first. Gestalt Drug is a unique drugstore specializing in gifts from the known civilized planets. We are fully stocked with living tintinnabulum chime plants from Jupiter and the traditional Easter favorite, Cronar lilies, that go from bulb to full blossom in one Cronar. Isn't that amazing? Celebrate the rebirth of Easter by sending a special gift to a special loved one. And remember our Easter special. All gifts we transmit for you are accompanied by a complimentary hologram of yourself. Or better still, for a small fee, Gestalt Drug's newly installed, highly sophisticated telecom system now sends sensorgrams for those personal messages beyond words.
Thanks, Roberta. Gestalt Drug on the Boulder Canyon extension of the downtown Boulder Mall.
FM 97, KBCR, taking you back in time to our beginnings 50 years ago.
Today at lunchtime, as part of our 50th anniversary celebration, we'll be bringing you live coverage of the Intervention Day Parade. Now, looking outside, the snow is really coming down. But not to worry. We've arranged to have the fourth zone cleared around noon for the Intervention Day Parade, so it'll be a beautiful sunny day for the parade. Join us for all the live action today at lunchtime, 5 Cronars, here on KBCO celebrating our 50th.
Scissors from space, the hair got in place.
Hi, I'm Sammy Davis Slingwater. With me is Bion 44, designer and director of Scissors from Space. Bion, what do you see in the future for creations in hair?
Well, Sammy, I see a whole new generation of hair care centers merging advanced technology with unsurpassed creative design.
Bion, I'm sure with an approach like that, you have good equipment.
Yes, Sammy, our scissors are sharp. Ha, ha, ha. But seriously, Sammy, Scissors from Space is a total hair care center with the latest hair design, regeneration, and enrichment programs, with yearly family plans available at our famous 2-for-1 credit price.
Bion 44, I'd like to thank you for your time.
It was nothing.
Scissors from Space, the haircut in place.
Scissors from Space, open daily from 4 till 8 Kronars, high above Flagstaff Mountain in Boulder. Now your hair has a companion who cares.
Oh, Sally, let's go out tonight. I'm so bored.
I can't, Tony. I ain't got nothing to wear.
Ladies, don't be caught like poor Sally. Check out the new spring fashions at EQ's, Earth Quadrant Clothing Corporation. We've got the new solid metal pants with infrared piping waiting just for you. The latest spring dresses from Overtubulous Lunar Colony made of chic cellophane. Or how about stepping out of this world with high fashion anti-gravitational boots from Clone of Gucci? And hats galore at EQ's, all on sale at low credit allotments. We've got sun shields, deflecting helmets that also serve as telepathic enhancers when you want no secrets between you and your date. And they're light and so colorful. For those cool nights on the lunar parks, wrap up in a Terra Flampalope. It's alive, but very friendly and very warm. And it needs no cleaning, just a little water and some table scraps every week. When you want to look your best, transport down to EQ's, Earth Quadrant Clothing Corporation, on the mall, and now at the Lunar City Shopping World, just 23 degrees north of the Sea of Tranquility Sports Arena.
Been humming that song for 50 years now. That's amazing. Music from the Police. You're listening to KBCO, Boulder, Colorado, celebrating our 50th anniversary with 50 years of music. It's time for the Intervention Day Parade, coming up almost immediately, scheduled for 5 Kronars noon, and it is now 5 Kronars noon at KBCO Boulder. It's snowing here, but I guess they have, as promised, cleared Zone 4 for the parade. So let's go now to the Intervention Day Parade.
Oh, what a great day for a parade.
Well, it is now.
It is wonderful.
20 minutes ago, you never could have convinced me you could go out and have a parade in the midst of this.
Absolutely. Welcome
weather
to...
Weather control, how great it is.
It is. Welcome to live coverage of the Intervention Day Parade here on KBCO. It's been a whole year since
the
last
year?
One here
you
in the
You ready
year.
For it, Clone of John
I'm
Dennis?
I'm so ready, Jeremy, too. This is going to be really exciting. I hear there's some great floats
I've
just
heard
about.
The same.
The crowd is excited. Everybody's having a great time.
Snow looks out of place when it's so warm all of a sudden.
You can
it,
never
though?
Tell. You can
yeah,
never tell.
Really?
I think they're about ready to begin with the parade.
We should mention that this is a telepathic parade, of course,
mm-hmm.
and that as it is a telepathic parade, there will be spaces between the floats. We'll have some music that will enhance the telepathic experience to fill in those spaces with, but... You can't leave the vibes hanging around after one
absolutely.
Float's
gone. Absolutely. It takes people times to conjure up the transmission. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think we're about ready to begin.
Up a little bit.
Yes. Down the street, I see something over at the other end of the mall, Jeremy.
Ah, yes. That is. It's the lead float. It's coming in quite strongly now.
It is. I can feel this one very clearly. The colors are starting to take shape right now.
Okay. The Boulder Intervention Day Parade, led by one of the leading multi-galaxy corporations, the Celestial Seasonings Float.
Jeremy,
what a beautiful
are you receiving what I'm receiving?
Boulder Valley.
The Boulder
centuries
Valley.
Centuries ago.
Long before man had arrived.
Rolling plains.
This is absolutely
isn't
amazing.
It something? I can all those trees. Can you imagine that?
Trees. It's been
they
so long
really
since I've seen a real
float,
tree.
Yeah.
They've done a lot. There's
Boulder
the Boulder Creek,
Creek
coming
what
down
is
the middle.
That down off the
that,
creek?
Do you know what that is? That's an old tale. They're having tea down there. That's
what
the
does that
Mad
guy
Hatter?
Have that funny? Oh, that's the Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter, Alice in Wonderland. These are legendary
oh,
old tales.
I
ancient,
see.
Ancient
drinking
tales.
Teas
drinking
from around
the universe
and
the galaxy.
What a float.
Very good
very
float.
Tasty,
our compliments
guys.
To
Celestial Seasonings float.
Great float. Receiving a transmission at the other end of the mall now. I'm not sure. This is fading in and out. This is very...
It's a very, very somber transmission.
Yeah. Rockwell International.
Ah, yes. Yes, a very austere float, simple floral patterns, and emblazoned on the side. Can you make out what that says?
I'm
what
trying
say?
To receive it.
It's hazy.
We're still so sorry.
Ah, yes. Look, John Dennis. Here it comes.
Oh, the Fairview Higher Educational Colony Marching Band and Robot Drill Team.
Perennial
they are amazing.
These things, aren't they? Let's listen.
The crowd's great.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely amazing, Jeremy. The banners, they're colorful against the blue sky, the blue gold.
Oh,
color
what about
sky.
The Robot Drill Team?
They're
aren't
amazing.
They amazing? Such incredible tight drill work. And those lights, flashing colored lights, flashing patterns. I hope everyone at home is catching this transmission. What an incredible drill team this is.
A great marching band as well. They won the...
They really worked on it.
They were on
Punto
last week and won a great award. Well, it's gotten very quiet here.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I guess that must be the end of this segment of transmission for the telepathic parade. Why don't we take a break here?
All right, we are open for a transmission for the next entrant in the parade if you would like to start sending that message to
we'll
us.
We'll get a line on it starting now.
First, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, Bob. You're not still buying RoboLube for your household robots, are you?
Well, of course. You always said it was the best.
Oh, well, not anymore. Now there's new improved RoboLube with Castro and Vectinol.
Is it really any better?
Better. Look at this. Look at Z2's latest service record.
Wow. That's great. He's getting 5 months without a tune-up.
Not only that, but he does windows now, too.
You're kidding.
Nope. Nope. He's almost like a new model.
Robots are better with RoboLube. With 10 million buyers, you know it's true.
It's better good. it's Robolube.
Robolube, available at Robco's throughout the Parsec.
Howdy, Swabby.
Hello, this is Admiral Cosmo Bullweather of the United World Navy. You know, we all thought after Intervention Day 1999 that world peace would be pretty boring in this man's Navy. The Navy has met the challenge. We may not need gunners, fighter pilots, or torpedo crews, but what we need right now is a few dedicated, patriotic tour guides. Yes, space out in today's Navy for ports like Titan, Venus, Mars, and the entire asteroid vacation belt. There's a lot of little old ladies out there who need you, a United World Navy tour guide. You'll find yourself in today's Navy. We have trade schools to give you something to use when your enlistment is up. The Navy has a proud tradition, and if you think you stand a cut above the rest, see your local Navy recruiter. The Navy wants to space out with you.
Could you tell me which way the restroom is?
It's on the starboard side, ma'am.
Which way is starboard?
Ensign!
Yes, sir!
Sergeant General Porter!
Yes, sir!
Chief!
Yes,
let's get some men up here on the double!
Bosun's men!
We've got to get this woman to the restroom!
Yes, when you think adventure, think today's Navy. Well, we're back here at the studios waiting for the resumption of the Intervention Day Parade 2027. Happy Intervention Day, Jeremy, too.
Oh, thank you, clone of John Dennis.
We have some exciting news for you during
yes.
the last break. As the listeners know, Jeremy, too, the Neil Young Brain Concert at
Neil
Mickey
Young's
Auditorium
brain.
Has been a credit out for weeks, but we have arrangements where we're going to broadcast live tonight on KBCO. Neil Young's brain.
Ah, great.
So listeners are really excited. What Kronar coordinates do we have for that?
Well, I understand that Neil Young wanted the concert to be held by old pre-intervention day time coordinates, mm-hmm. so he set it at 8 o'clock. It comes out to be 8 o'clock. O'clocks were their time units. And it's actually 8 Kronars, 33.333333333.
Strange time for a
definitely
concert.
Is.
I think we're about ready to get back to the parade. I'm starting to receive a transmission from Esther Phipps. Esther Phipps of Table Mesa here. Her transmission on the parade. Yes, the crowd is back, thanks to Esther
seems
Phipps.
Seems to have worked.
Really. Jeremy. The Martian Equestrian Team.
I've always loved the Martian Equestrian
from
Team.
From Overhang Valley on Mars.
What a place.
Overhang Valley?
Yeah. Not only do you get these great horses, you get a whole humongous valley shielded from view. Looks like just plain desert till you get under the overhang.
Which is probably why our ancestors thought there was no life on Mars. Boy, did they fool us. And here they come, the Martian Equestrian Team, the Ishis, descendants of Earth horses.
That was about 5th century B.C.
They came down to beam some up to Mars.
Horses. They liked them so much.
They were wonderful animals, except they're a little different.
Yeah,
Ishis,
all living
course.
In that low gravity. They have 15-foot legs and
that
long
great
silver
long silver
fur.
And here they come, Jeremy, too. Over Flagstaff Mountain. Look at this.
What a leap.
Amazing. Right down onto the Boulder Mall. Well, thank you, Esther Phipps of Table Mesa, for that transmission.
Martian Equestrian Team from Overhang Valley.
We're now receiving a transmission from the Itty Bitty Machine Corporation, the people that made the giant computer credit asteroid that rotates around.
And that's what the transmission is. Rotates around the Earth inside of the orbit of the moon and keeps all of the credit and communication transactions of the entire world. And
it is gigantic,
big.
47 stories high, a 40-mile radius, and of course, I've never seen an asteroid this close.
I understand at one time there was actually some asteroid in the midst of there, instead of right now where it mostly is computer.
And the city of Boulder is next in the Telepathic Intervention Day Parade here. They've recreated for our reception an old mall scene of old Boulder when trees still grew on the earth.
You notice the trees are a recurrent theme this Intervention Day. It's
a very strong transmission with trees.
Uh-huh.
Of course, now we have shade sculptures that serve as photosynthesized ionizers and light warpers.
I know they're more useful. Somehow I kind of like the trees, though.
I like these people over here, these
musicians that are making music in the mall with their guitar cases open. People are dropping things in them. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, what about this person over here in the flowered shirt? What is he holding?
He's
holding pointing at that?
Something, I think it's an ancient moment duplication machine, a camera or something like that.
All right.
This is a great float from the city of Boulder. Wonderful float from the people down
Complete
there.
Complete antique.
Complete antique. Here comes a fellow on the exhibit right now walking over here. He wants to say something.
Spare change!
A real treat.
The KBCO float.
This is a recreation of what a radio station used to be like a long, long time
ago. All the music on discs that they used to call records. He's playing from those. I think the crowd thinks that they're frisbees or something. They're waiting for some to come out their way.
Well, records are very strange looking. We, of course, now have laser retrieval systems and digis that are much more
efficient. DJ, I guess that's what they called them in those days. The DJ, disc jockey, you can see why from those discs, is stepping up to the microphone.
I think he is.
Good afternoon and happy Intervention Day to you. Great parade, isn't it? We have a special occurrence going on this year, too. Since it's KBCO's 50th anniversary, we've been granted a permit for a Class 3 time anomaly. We're broadcasting the parade in two time frames, here in 2027, as well as over our same frequency nearly 50 years ago. So here I am on this float in 2027, broadcasting as if I were in an 80s radio station, remembering the past through the eyes of the future, and in the past, they're hearing us in their future remembering our past, which is the present for them. Time's funny stuff, isn't it? Speaking of which, that's all the time we've cleared for our weather window. The snowflakes are beginning to fall again. Thanks to everybody for a great parade, and back to the station.
FM 97, KBCR, taking you back in time to our beginnings 50 years ago.
Well, thanks to Clone of John Dennis and Jeremy T for the parade, and back to music on BCO. We'll be right back.
Child of Vision, music from Supertramp on KBCO. You can tell that song came from the lost period of the 70s, early 80s, just before the calamities. It was definitely looked at from a vision-diminished viewpoint, watching the vision die around you. Hard times those were. But then we all know that story. The highlight of this year's Intervention Day, and also, I might add, KBCO's 50th anniversary, is a telepathic concert with poet-prophet Neil Young's brain. Neil Young's brain. Tune in tonight at 8.33 Kronars. Why'd they write it that way? Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. That's what the old time was, and that's the way Neil wanted it, for a telepathic simulcast of the concert from Mickey. Auditorium, that is. Part of KBCO's 50th anniversary celebration, free classified ads are up next.
Galactic Garbage. Pioneers of the Garbo Processing Technologies bring you this Intervention Day historical perspective.
The year 2011. In the 12 years following Intervention Day, an ever-expanding exchange of ideas between the Earth-based Solarian culture and the Sirion consolidation results in sweeping changes to the Solarian way of life. One of the first large-scale alterations is the institution of a new time system in place of the old unwieldy Earth system. Under the old system, a day consisted of 24 hours, each made up of 60 minutes, and each minute in turn comprised of 60 seconds, an impossible system to figure time in for anyone not well adapted to base 60 math. The new metric system, with 10 kronar days, 100 metron kronars, and anything smaller taken care of in decimals of a metron, offered several advantages. Easy conversion, the ability to read any time, however large or small, and translate it instantaneously into any other, and most importantly, a longer basic time division. The length of the kronar, nearly 2.5 times that of the hour, could, according to the Sirion teachers, single-handedly slow down the breakneck life pace of the Earth. For the first 2 years following the changeover, the effects are not apparent. The Solarians, being so used to complex time, waste effort converting the simple back into the complex. After that, within the course of a year, the entire civilization slows to half speed. Years later, cultural historians and sociologists will call it the single most important change in the transitional intervention period. And no change at all, except in a way of thought.
This historical perspective has been brought to you by Galactic Garbage, wishing KBCO a happy 50th anniversary in this year, 2027.
Fooling with time. Stupid, that's what it is. Right now, though, time for the free classified ads on KBCO. For sale, two-person atmospherically sealed survival tent from North Space, twin airlocks, built-in ration hydrator, complete with sandfly and acid-resistant stakes, mint condition, a bargain at 2,100 credits. Code PC3DX. Single owner, 2021 H4 shuttle, needs minor shield repairs, otherwise in good condition, 1,800 credits, or best offer, the code on that 39G6HX, ask for Al. Nearly new, Robin Stahl Twindle Hector, XC3 series with Nidge ribbons and Bumbies, fits all Marmats, and most Clenders, after Model 7. Code 4MBN21. Someone's lost an Apteryx, a Rigelian Apteryx. Lost in the vicinity of the Harvest Tower Space Dome, answers to the name of Bippy. Reward for it. If you find it, call Whissy at 798B942C. In the rental situation, someone looking for a roommate for a split level above and below ground dome on Ceres. Quiet, secluded area. Need quiet, secluded person to match. Preferably female, into chess, Antarian cuisine, and bilozone. For complete details, call MetroMatch at 39R729T. And that brings us to the ride board. Someone needs a ride to the Titan colony, or freighter preferred, has a lot of stuff to transport, call 42X9B. Ride needed for two to Cosmic Worlds this weekend. We'll pay for half of fuel and oxygen, 8830B7G is that one. And someone looking for up to seven riders to share costs and navigation duties to Alpha Centauri, leaving tomorrow. We'll consider drop-offs along the way. Code number there, Z349XN21, ask for Xenor. And finally, somebody needs a ride to the Dillon Metroplex on Monday. Would actually like to arrange for a regular pooling weekdays, Monday through Thursday, from 4 until 8 kronars, if possible. Code number for that, BG34A. Ask for Bob, and those are the free classifieds for today. If you want to put one in with us, all you have to do is code it into your computer access on QZ/97.3 KBCO. Back to the old stuff.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining, your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing, maybe hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like dream. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right.
I do believe that I'm gonna high on out of here. Radio Red been with you for the past 4 hours. None of these Kronars. And I have to say it's been fun. They brought back all the old equipment, the turntables, the records, that explaining the crackles and things that you hear on them. They're not electronic transferal equipment. I guess that's about gonna do it for me. Why? Saved one thing that I've been carrying around with me ever since, I don't know when, doesn't have a date on it. At any rate, all it is the first time that I ever heard Kronars. I saved it, because it's the same time, so I can use this here, I think.
5, Kronars. 8,
3,
Metrons.
Oh, is it? There, I walked out of radio when this robot came in and started saying that over and over again. That was it for me. No offense, Hal. Hal 5000RR is going to be taking over for me now. You want to slide right in here?
Certainly, Red. Thank you, Red.